Beis Kislev, Friday the 16th of November, Rabbi Moshe Rokach, Birkas Yitzchak to Esav, a brocha or the brocha?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for inviting me to come and speak. So as we heard, the title is Birkas Yitzchak to Esav, a brocha or the brocha. This week's parasha is very strange in the way the events happened. The parasha starts off, Yitzchak and Rivka have two children, Esav and Yaakov. The pasuk tells us clearly about them. Whereas Yaakov is Tam Yosh Veholim. The pasuk carries on. Vayev Yitzchok is Esav. Nevertheless, Yitzchok loved Esav. Rivka heves is Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. Further in the parsha, we learn how Yitzchok wanted to give the bracha to Esav, and Rivka overhears it, and Rivka calls him Yaakov, and she advises him how to go. And so too, so-called, steal the bracha from Esav. But nevertheless, the pasuk beforehand tells us that Esav, at the age of 40, went and married women, and these women were a cause of agmus nefesh to Yitzchak and Rivka. The pasuk tells us, "Vayi Esav ben aboim shana, vayi kach isha az yehudis bas beir achiti, vez bas mas bas eilen achiti, vatiyen amoyis ruach li Yitzchak for Rivka." They caused agmus nefesh to Yitzchak and Rivka. And the next pasuk carries on and tells us that Yitzchak calls in Esav and says, "I want to give you the bracha." How do we understand what actually happened over here? So we want to discuss this morning two complete different approaches in what happened, and we'll try and work out each mahalach how it fits into the various pesukim. The first mahalach is what we're going to call the mahalach of the Sapana. He works with this mahalach throughout the parsha, although it has its origins already in the parish of the Radak HaLateya. The Sfan tells us that Yitzchok never loved Esav more than he loved Yaakov. Yitzchok always knew that Yaakov was the tzaddik compared to Esav, and he always intended that Klal Yisrael would come out of Yaakov. The Sfan tells us that when the pasuk says that Yitzchok as Esav, it doesn't mean he loved just Esav. It means he loved also Esav. The pasuk is contrasting it to Rivka. Rivka Yehavis is Yaakov. She just liked Yaakov. Yitzchok also liked Esav. He loved both. Rivka Yehavis is Yaakov. She just loved Yaakov. The Sfana says, Yitzchok always knew that Klal Yisrael is going to come from Yaakov. Vatiyena moris ruach li Yitzchok Rivka. Yitzchok was unhappy with the way that Esav's wife were acting. But he wanted to give him a bracha, not the bracha, but a bracha. He wanted to give him a bracha for Gashmias. He wanted that Esav would use the Gashmias from the bracha, which Yitzchak would give him, to go and support Yaakov, and that Yaakov should be able to do ala Torah ala Avoda without having the Daig of Panosa. This Mahalach is the one which is taken by the Malbim, and the Malbim famously says that Yitzchak's intention was to make a Yisachar Zvulun out of Yaakov and Esav. In other words, Yaakov would be purely Taira, Esav would be the one who'd be Mefanes Yaakov, and that way there would be a double achievement. Firstly, Yaakov would be able to sit and learn Taira without any Daigis, without having to worry about Panosa Bechlal. And secondly, Esav would also have a Tikkun, because as we said, Yitzchak still loved Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. He didn't see how bad he actually was. We asked, the pasuk starts off, "Vatiyena moris ruach li Yitzchak v'Rivka." They were called vagmus nefesh to Yitzchak and Rivka. And the next pasuk says, "Vayik Yitzchak and Yitzchak," and he calls him in for a bracha. How do the events continue? What's the shaykhis? Says the Malbim, "Vatiyena moris ruach li Yitzchak v'Rivka" was the straw which broke the camel's back. That was the final ray Yitzchak needed, that Esav wasn't roi for the bracha. And that's why he called him in to give him a bracha. He called him in and promised him Gashmias, wanted to promise him Gashmias. It was precisely because of Atiyena Mois Ruach Yitzchak Lirivka that he decided to call him in, not to give him Birkas Avraham, but to give him a bracha of Gashmias. The Sfana is medayik, that if we look in the brachas of Yitn Lechalekim, it's not mentioned once to give him Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't he say, and you should get Eretz Yisrael, the way Hashem promised Avram, Hashem promised Yitzchak, and Hashem promised Yaakov? Only at the end of the pasuk, when Yitzchak calls Yaakov in, does he promise him, Lishtecho as Eretz Megurecho? The answer is because he never intended to give Esav Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Amanivcha. Amanivcha was always meant to be Yaakov. Rather, he wanted to give him a bracha. You should be rich, prosperous. The truth is that this Malach of Yisachar Zvulun has a Mekoy in a much earlier source. It's a sefer called Meshivas Nofesh from one of the Rishonim of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the times of the Trumas Hadeshen and the Maril. And the Meshivas Nofesh, Barichas speaks this through. He says, Chas v'sholem litois, that Yitzchak wanted to make Klal Yisrael to come out of Esav. Yitzchak knew that Esav's not ready for that. Rather, he says, he thought that Esav was right to be Balabos Nichbet. Those are his words. And to make out of him, he says, the equivalent of Yisachar Zvulun. Mamash what the Malbim says. And he says, that we know that Esav was very deceitful. He tried to portray himself to Yitzchak as a tzaddik. And what was the question that he asked Yitzchak? The dogma that Chazal said, Heach ma'asnes ha-melech. Frek the Meshivas Nofesh, if Esav wants to show himself as a tzaddik, that's the question he could think of. Heach ma'asnes ha-melech. He couldn't think of any other shailas. He says, the answer is, what Esav was trying to show Yitzchak is, I'm Roy to be the Balabos, to become the rich Balabos, the philanthropist of Torah, to use my Trumas and Maestras to support Yaakov. Don't worry about giving me Gashmias. I'll use my Gashmias well to give my Maestras to Yaakov. Hatzuch Gewizna from an Ilchus Trumas Maestras. Heach Ma'asnes Ha-Melech. That's what the Meshivas Novish says. And this fits in beautifully with this Mahalach, that Yitzchak never intended to give Esav anything than the bracha of Gashmias. Nevertheless, Rivka realized that Esav's not even ready for that. Rivka realized that Esav would get it, and he would take the Gashmias for himself, and Yaakov would be left without any means to support himself. So she advised Yaakov to come in and steal the brachas, and that from Yaakov would come out Sa'ed Yisachar and Sa'ed Zvulun, the way we have it today. Esav comes in, and he comes to Yaakov, and he says, here's the food, please give me the bracha to Yitzchak. And he says, give me the bracha. Yitzchak said, I gave it already. So Esav gets very angry. Yitzchak says, what can I do? I've given him everything. Says this fauna, v'yikach b'choscho. He took your bracha, the bracha that you were ready for, the bracha for Gashmias. That bracha that I thought you were right for, Yaakov took that already. To give you the brachas of Ram, the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, the bracha of being the Amanivcha, that you're not right for. What you are right for, b'choscha, that was taken. Memela, there's nothing left for me to venture. Nevertheless, there are definitely Rishonim which argue on this. If we look in the Ramban, in the beginning of the parasha of brachas, the Ramban explicitly says that Yitzchak wanted to make the Amanifcha of Yaakov, of Atav Esav. The Ramban says in Pasuk Dalet, when Yitzchak calls him in, he says, Babu t'varechecho nafshi, hayo b'datoi levorech oisai, sheyizge hu, that Esav should be zoicha, bebekas Avram linchoy lesa'aretz. Esav should be the Amanifcha to be noichel Eretz Yisrael. V'leis hu ba'la bris lelekim, ki hu abachay. Explicitly in Ramban, that Yitzchak intended that the Aman Nivcha would go to Esav. Esav is the Bechor, he deserves it. Even more than that, Rebbe Avraham and Rambam says in the Sefer HaMaspik La'Ovda Hashem in Shara Precious, says Rebbe Avraham and Rambam, very interesting word. He says, Esav, Yitzchak thought there's no one more roi to get the brachas than Esav. He thought there's no one more Muslim in the world than Esav HaRasha. That's what Yitzchak thought. Not that Yaakov and Esav are equal and Esav's the Bechor. No. Esav is more roi than Yaakov for the brachas. So much so was the deceit of Esav. And Rambam asks, How do we understand the pasuk that Tienamu is Ruach Liitzok Lirivka? So he says that his Zayda, Reb Maimon, the father of the Rambam, answered that Yitzchok thought this is the only chet Esav has, the fact that his women, his wives are serving Avodah Zarah. The same way as Shlomo HaMelech's wife served Avodah Zarah. That was the only chet he had. And he said that that's why he wanted to give him the bracha straight away afterwards. Vayikizok Yitzchok, he wants to give him the bracha. Lachziro yalidei oise bracha lemotiv v'lechape alachet hayechida shenoydaloi. He thought through giving him the brachas would be mechapa on the only chet that Yitzchok knew about Esav HaRasha. And he wanted to give him the bracha v'et Yisrael. And he should be the Aman Ivcha. We said that the Sfana asks, we don't find anywhere in the brachas that Yitzchok gave the mention of Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is, the Ramban argues. The Ramban says on the words, Mishmane Yoretz, of the Ramban, Keloima, Hashmeino B'chol Ha'aratzis. The Mishmane Yoretz itself, Eretz Yisrael. Ke'enyin Shekosuv Tzvi Yu L'chol Ha'aratzis. Mishmane Yoretz doesn't mean the way the Sfana takes it to mean, as Epis, a good land. Mishmane Yoretz is THE Mishmane Yoretz. Ramban Neshitah said that Yitzchok wanted to give him Eretz Yisrael. He would be the Aman Ivcha. Rashi asks, the pasuk says, V'yitin l'cholikim. What's the V'yitin? It should say Yitin. What's the Vav Moisif? Rebbe Avraham and Rambam says there, that the Vav Moisif is, because there's a lot of brachas which were given which it doesn't say. Yitzchok promised Esav, he promised Yaakov, but intended to promise Esav, be the Aman Ivcha. You should be the Bala Bris. The Shekhinah should be Shoyra on you. All this is included in the V'yitin, the Vav Moisif. There's more in the Nista than in the Nigla. As a proof to that, says Rav Ramban Rambam, later, when Esav came in and he asked Yitzchok for a bracha, and Yitzchok said, I already gave it. So the pasuk says, V'yan Yitzchok v'yem ele Esav, hen gveh samtiv loch, v'ez kol echam nosati loy labodim, v'dogim v'siris samachtiv. I supported him with flour and oil. It's flour and wine. It's an interesting lashon. The dogim v'siris samachtiv. I gave him dogim v'siris. What's the lashon of dogim v'siris samachtiv? Says Rabbi Ramban Rambam. Yitzchok was telling Esav, the main bracha I gave him was Bekas Avram. He should be the Aman Ivcha, he should be Noichel Eretz Yisrael, and he should be the Bala Bris Lelekim. I supported him. I supplemented him with dog and the Mesirosh, all the gashmis which he needs to help him for that matara. But the main bracha wasn't the dog and the Mesirosh. For dog and the Mesirosh semachtiv, I supplemented him with dog and the Mesirosh. The main bracha licked in the Vayitin, the Vav Moisif, the Nista, or like the Ramban says, the Mishmane Oretz, which is referring to Eretz Yisrael itself. So here we have two very clear approaches in how to understand what's happening. The first approach is the approach of the Sfana. Yitzchok intended to give Esav a bracha. And the second approach being this approach of the Ramban, of Ramban and Rambam, intended to give him the bracha that Klal Yisrael should come out of Esav and not out of Yaakov Chas V'Shalom. If we want to work out what is the day of Chazal, how did Chazal understand this? Shivim Ponim the Torah. But how did the Midrashim understand this? So I think there's two Midrashim which evidently support the Mahalach of the Ramban and Ramban and Rambam. One is a Medrash in the beginning of the Pasha. The Medrash, in the beginning of the Pasha of the Brachas, the Medrash says on the Pasuk, Yitzchok said to Esav, Va'atzo sonoi chelecho, telicho v'kashtecho, take your bow and arrow, betzea sodeh, and catch me an animal. The Medrash says there's a remes here. Chelecho zubovel. Teliecho zumodai. Homon tole le'eitz. Kashtecho zuyovon. So the Medrash says that Yitzchok was being meramas to Esav the four golisim that the Aman Ivcha would have to go through. The Yifei Toya, one of the earliest Mefarshim on the Medrash, is quoted already by the Parashas Derachim, the Mishnah Melech. Yifei Toya explains, why is Yitzchok telling Esav before he gives him brachas about the Abba golisim? So he says that we find the same thing in Parshas Lech Lecha, by Bris Ben Avsorim, when Hashem promises Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael, so beforehand, It says, "V'hine emo chasecha gedoyle nefeles olav." And once again, Chazal say there. Rashi brings it down. It's a remez netzaras and the choshech of the golisin. Emo zubovel chasecha zumodai gedoyle zuyovam nefeles olav zuedim. And the Ramban explains there that the Rebbein Shlomo was telling Avraham Avinu, "I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, but before you get Eretz Yisrael, or together with Eretz Yisrael, there's going to become, first of all, a Golis Mitzrayim before Eretz Yisrael, and then together with Eretz Yisrael is going to come four Golisim. All this is part and package of being the Bala Brisle Lekim, of getting Eretz Yisrael." The Biskarov says that Yedoya Teda, Avraham Avinu had to be Mekabalit, like a bris, which is two ways. It wasn't enough, just the knowledge. He had to accept that Klal Yisrael would actually accept the yoke of Golis, because that is part and parcel of being the Amanifcha and being Zoychet Eretz Yisrael. Says the Yafei Toya, this is what's intended over here too. Yitzchok's promising Esav to be the Amanivcha, to get Eretz Yisrael, Mishmanei Yoretz. So first, Yitzchok tells Esav, Sonei Chelecho, Telecho, V'Kashtecho, Tiasode, that there can be four Golishim together with it. Another Medrash, Medrash Tanchum in Pashas Vayechi, unknown Medrash. Everybody knows Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Kate, HaMashiach, to his 12 children when he gave them the bracha. But the Medrash says more than that. The Medrash says, Meise, Tam Zikenim Yukach. The Rebbeinu takes away sometimes wisdom from elders. The Medrash says, Zu Yitzchok ve'Esav, she'shneyem bikshu legalis ha'kates. Yitzchok ve'Yaakov, shneyem bikshu legalis ha'kates. When? Yitzchok she'nema ve'yikros Esav b'nai ha'godl. When Yitzchok called him Esav, gave him the brachas, he wanted to be Megalim the Kates. Medrash clear. And the Rebbeinu took it away from him noch. But he wanted to tell Esav when Mashiach would come. Say the Mefarsha Medrash then, yes. If Yitzchok's promising Esav to be the Amanivcha, if Yitzchok's telling Esav, you're going to go through the full Golisim, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, then together with that he wanted to tell him when the ultimate would be, when will come the ultimate peace on the Amanivcha. But the Rebbeinu took it away from him. It's obvious. Aside from the Medrash, the first Medrash we bought this week's Pasha, aside from the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Vayechi, like the Ramban, Rambam, that Yitzchok wanted to make the Amanivcha out of Esav. He would be the Baal HaBris. And that was the Chochmah of Rivka, to steal that Klal Yisrael should come out of Yaakov the way we know it today. A little bit difficult to understand though. Yitzchok could fall for Esav the way we are always brought up. The picture books from him would come out Amanivcha. One has to know that Shem Yishmul brings down this week's parsha for Rabbunim Peshischa. Rabbunim used to say, "Al tachshoyf she Esav hoyenira ki ikka megushim." Don't think Esav looked like a proster peasant. Eloi loivish levonin. He used to wear white clothes. The shleimer hashana rabbi begodim. V'haya oimer devretayer b'shalashtitus. Those are the words of Rabbunim Peshischa. Esav wasn't. He was rotten inside him, completely rotten. But from the outside, he looked. The way of Rambam and Rambam said, Yitzchok thought he was more roif than Yaakov. Hashem Yishmul brings a medrash down the Osid Lavoi, Esav's going to come and see himself mizrachtish by the Sudas of Mashiach. And no one's going to have the guts to chuck him out. His maisim are going to look perfect. Ad sheyovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'atzmei d'losh medrash. And the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to say, "Tzi, get out of here." Only the Rebbeinu Shlom, which knows the pnimius, knows what a Russia he really was. And I want to get something straight. We're not trying to minimize this as Russia. We're making him a bigger Russia. Because kefid asogis of a person, that's how he's nidden. And if Esav Taka had the asogis that Yitzchok thought he had, and the Rebbeinu Shlom knew the truth, knows the truth, what a Russia he really was, he's a bigger Russia than the Ikim Mekushim that we thought he was. But, nevertheless, Yitzchok could fall for it. And the truth is, it's a Mefurash Rashi in Pasha's Devarim. The Paladik Rashi, Rashi says, why did Yaakov only give Techocha to Reuven Somech Lemoise? Why didn't he give him straight away? Rashi says a few reasons. The first reason of Rashi is, Yaakov was scared, Shema Yelech, for Yidobik, Be'esav Ochi. If I give him Musa, maybe Reuven, my son, will drop me, and go be Mistabik in Esav, my brother. I'm asking Rabbi Yisai. Yaakov thought that Reuven, Shiftei Ka, would leave him, and go be Mistabik in some gangster, some mobster. That, and because of that, he's not giving him Musa. Elamai, it's clear that on the outside, Esav looked roy. Loivish levenim by Yoima. They were tired of Sharshidus. The truth is, there's not enough time. But if one learns the Pasha, one can mamish see the different Rishonim, every single pasuk relevant to the brachas. Based on the two ways we spoke through, is how to understand them. I want to give one dogma. Yitzchok says to Esav, I can't give any brachas, because I've already given them. Hein gevir samtiv loch. Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Ves kol echov nosati loy lavodim. I made him a master over you, and all his brothers I gave him for servants. What's Yitzchok referring to? Who are all these brothers that he gave him for servants? So Rashi and Ramban say very clearly it's referring to you, Esav. I made him a servant, you are a servant of him. Ves kol echov nosati loy lavodim is a nice way of saying you are his servant. And the Ramban says that was the broch of Yishtach v'lucho b'nei mecho. It was Yishtachavoya of being a servant. And so much so that Rashi says, anything I give to you, Esav, kol mashe kona evet kona rabbi, will go back to Yaakov automatically because you are a servant. The Sfona says no. Ves kol echov nosati loy lavodim is going back on b'nei Yishmael and b'nei Keturah. Not that you, Yaakov, are his servant. But B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Keturah, I already gave them. They are Yaakov's servants. It's obvious that they're going to Shittosim. If Yitzchok was intending to make the Amalivcha of Esav, the way Ramban takes on, then it's Yitzchok Loima that Yitzchok's intention was that Yaakov would be a servant to Esav. Because it makes sense that the one who's not the Amalivcha is a servant to Amalivcha. So then we have to understand Yishtachav Yilucho B'nai Yimecho. In Yitzchok's intention, it's referring that Yaakov will bow down to Esav as a shtachavoy of Eved. Because Esav is going to be the Amanifcha, and Yaakov is going to be the servant of the Amanifcha. So Yitzchok's turning around to Esav and saying, now the opposite happens. You are his servant. The chol mashakon Eved, kon Rabbi. If we go the way the Sfana learns, that the Amanifcha was always going to be Yaakov, then there's no way that Yitzchok was going to give a bracha to Esav that your brother Yaakov is going to be your servant, that Amanivcha is not going to be a servant to Esav HaRosha. Then it's quite clear that Vishtachavu L'cho B'nei Mecho cannot be referring to Esav, it cannot be referring that Yaakov is going to bow down to Esav, so afterwards it's not going to be that Esav that Eved. Rather, the Pshat and Pasuk is Vishtachavu L'cho B'nei Mecho is referring to B'nei Keturah B'nei Yishmael, that I made them all avodim. Yitzchok was intending to give that bracha to Esav, that's the Gachmistik of bracha, have plenty of servants, and at the end of the day it worked out, it came to Yaakov. Hengevir Samtiv Loch is something else. The Malbim explains, Esau's going to be the older brother, he's going to be the philanthropist, he's going to be Hengevir, he's going to be the Choshev Balabos. Esau's going to have, Yaakov would have covered for him. Oh, but, V'yishtachavu L'cho B'nei Yimecho, Yishtachavoyev Avdus, that was never to be according to Sephana. That could only be explained going back on B'nei Shmol B'nei Keturah. So we see once again how the Ramban and Sephana both go L'shitosim. But we still have to explain one more point. We know that the Gemara says in Sechta Sanhedrin, the Rebbe Shlom said to Avraham Avinu, Ki be Yitzchok Yikor L'chazora. Forget about Yishmol. Be Yitzchok Yikor L'chazora. Klal Yisrael is going to come out of Yitzchok. Says the Gemara in Sechta Sanhedrin, Be Yitzchok V'lo Yikol Yitzchok. Only Yaakov, not Esav. And that's why B'nai Esav are part of Bris Mila, because Ki be Yitzchok V'lo Yikol Yitzchok. How does this fit in with the Mahalach of Chazal, the Mahalach of the Ramban, Avraham and Rambam? If Ki be Yitzchok meant Yaakov, not Esav, so how was Yitzchok, if be Yitzchok meant Yaakov and not Esav, how was the Yitzchok intending to make Klal Yisrael come out of Esav? Did Yitzchok make a mistake trying be Yitzchok also? Did he not only make a mistake about whether Esav was Roy, did he also make a mistake in Ki be Yitzchok what it meant? So the truth is, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Melachim, and this is the Yisoid which we want to bring out now. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Melachim, that there's no bris milah on Yishmol, Shanema, Ki be Yitzchok Yikor L'chazara Yotza, Yishmol, which is not the Yitzchok. And not on B'nai Esav, because in the end of Parshas told us, Yitzchok says to Yaakov, Yitl Chos Bekes Avram. So Reb Chaim asked, the Gemara learns out from Ki be Yitzchok, but like Kol Yitzchok, why does the Rambam bring down a different Pasuk, the Pasuk of Yitl Chos Bekes Avram? So Bris Gerov brings down, in this week's Parsha, what Reb Chaim answered, and the way the Bris Gerov explained it. Bris Gerov explained what Reb Chaim meant. That Ki be Yitzchok v'lo Yikol Yitzchok meant Not the whole of Yitzchok is Roy for Klal Yisrael. Only part of them. But it wasn't decided to. It was up to the Meisim of Yaakov and Esav who would be Roy, who would not be Roy. It was left to be seen. And only with the Meisim Tovim of Yaakov was he Zoicha that he should be the Bar Yitzchok. He should be. So the Gemara says Bar Yitzchok B'loi Kol Yitzchok. That's true. That's how we learn out only part of Yitzchok. But which part? Says the Rambam. Yitzchok says to Yaakov, Yitzchok's biggest Avron. Outcome, what the Brisker Rav says. And if we take this back to the Mahalach of the Ramban and Abram and Rambam, and the way we saw that Chazal took on, it's mamish beautiful. This was the Nidden of the Brachas. The Nidden of the Brachas, which Yitzchok wanted to give, was to decide who is the Yitzchok. The Rabbi Shlom told Avram, Be Yitzchok, Veloikal Yitzchok. Who is the Yitzchok? Is it Yaakov? Is it Esav? Yitzchok wanted to give it to the Bechor, to Esav. He thought he was Roy. And Rivka with the Chochmah managed that Yaakov should steal it, and Yaakov should be the Amanivcha. And later on, Yitzchok Avinu was chosim on it, and he told Yaakov, V'yit l'chol b'kis Avram l'chol zarecho, clear words, you are the one, and not Esav. And with this it was paskened, Kibbe Yitzchok is going on Yaakov and not on Esav. Let's just finish with one beautiful thing. The parasha carries on, V'yishlach Yitzchok el Yaakov, as Yaakov, and he sends him to Padam, and Lavan, Ben Basul Arami, Achi Rivka Im Yaakov Esav. Rashi says, what's the Pasuk telling us? That Rivka is Im Yaakov Esav. Do we not know that Rivka is the mother of Yaakov and Esav? So, there's a Murdik of Otz in the Chasson Seif, beginning of the Pasha. And the Brisk Rav was also Machavan to the same Otz. The Chasson Seif says, we just learned, Bo Yitzchok Veloi Kol Yitzchok. Esav isn't Roy anymore to be the Zera Avro. He's not Roy to be anymore the Zera of Yitzchok. But Esav remained the child of Rivka. He was only Nifka, excluded from being Zarish Lavram and Zarish Yitzchok. He remained, though, a child of Rivka. So Yaakov and Esav are only now half-brothers. They don't share anymore the same father. Esav is a race, but Yitzchok. They have one mother. Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav. Ad kam de Bechassan Sefer. Had the Brisker of Zugelegt, why does it say over here? Why couldn't the Pasuk tell us that at the beginning or later? The Torah says, Heinein Advarim, just became Gepaskat now. Just now, when Yitzchok gave the bracha to Yaakov and not to Esav, and the Esav now became Oiz, Zarish and Yitzchok for Avram. Now, it's Rivka, Eim Yaakov and Esav. Now Yaakov and Esav only share one mother, not one father. And with that, perhaps we can explain the Moedik and Medrash next week's Pasha. The Medrash says that Esav said to Yaakov when they met, in 2 weeks' time, in Pasha the Yishlach, So Rashi says that Kittus the Malachim came and started hitting Esav. And Esav said, leave me, I'm an enemy of Avram. And they carried on. Leave me, I'm a child of Yitzchok. They carried on. Leave me, I'm a brother of Yaakov. And they stopped. What happened here? Perhaps this is the answer. Esav is shouting, I'm a child, a grandchild of Avram, you're not, but Yitzchok. I'm a child of Yitzchok, you're not. But Yitzchok, below you call Yitzchok, you're not a child of Yitzchok. I'm a brother of Yaakov, yeah. Yaakov and Esav still share a mother. He can only use the schus of Yaakov, not the schus of Avram, the Yitzchok. This is the second Mahalach, but let's not forget there's another Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Sfana and the Radak. And the other Mephoshim, which they take on, that Yaakov intended to only take of Esav, Yitzchok intended to make of him a Yisachos Vulon, these are two different Mahalachim which come out. Was it a brocha or the brocha? The answer is there are two different mouths from Matala.